outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy who's turning into his father.
Mr. Guy who's turning into his father.
When you were a kid, you swore you'd never turn out like your old man. But now that you have kids, it turns out you swear just like your old man.
You lousy kids, clean up this.
Sure, you want your kids to think you're hip and happening, but still find yourself screaming, "Turn down that awful jungle music for crying out loud!"
And you don't care how you dress.
You've had that members-only jacket for 25 years.
Even the Goodwill doesn't want it.
So the next time you find yourself saying, "Back in the good old days," or "This must be the new man," look in the mirror, ignore your nose hair, and say hello to Mr. Guy who's turning into his father, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy is turning into his father.
Come here, boy. Pull my finger.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, October 5th. And Kara can't do karaoke. She's overconfident this morning. Thinks she can beat me in karaoke.
I feel so.
You see,
secure.
Just because you sing all the time doesn't mean you sing well.
I do. When I take your
hand. Okay, I won't steal your thunder.
And lead you to Kara Kimbrough's dance floor, and I'll whoop your ass on the karaoke contest.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the deal, guys. Sam's trying to talk trash.
All you have is a broken nose to show for it.
First of all, what do you show for? Am I going to get an award at karaoke? Anyway, Sam's trying to talk trash, saying he can out-karaoke me, which the dude's just delusional at this point, because I whoop everybody. But anyway, so you guys stay tuned, because we're going to have a karaoke karaoke off at some point this week. Hopefully Wednesday it's going down to the Oyster House. If you're in town, check out the brutality. Sorry, Sam, but it's not going to be pretty.
Okay.
But anyway.
Okay, you don't know.
Anyway.
You don't know. You see, she doesn't know who her opponent is, and
nobody
yet she's
does.
Arguing at me.
Well, you know
with
what?
Me.
I'm sorry. And you just stepped into the big girls club.
Okay.
And you
we'll
know,
see.
You don't, I mean, I like the fact that you're trying to hang with me, and I think it's sweet, but I will annihilate you, and that's it. I'm
Kara,
sorry.
You can kiss my ass.
I won't.
If you think.
No. Like, you've stepped into the kitty.
No, you're way thing. Overconfident.
Oh, Paul. No, there are some things in life that I suffer from high self-esteem. I'll admit it. But this is not one. You got to know.
It
you
is
gotta
definitely
know.
One. Okay.
Psst,
all right.
That was me. Psst.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, I got to talk to you about something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I found a new coffee shop, right? A new coffee shop. I'm not telling people where it is because I don't want a lot of people to come.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but this is where Forrest Whitaker bought me my cup of coffee and we had
oh,
a moment.
Oh, so you decided to go back yesterday or
yeah,
today?
Well, I mean, I go to a place and I sit down and I perch and I do stuff on the internet and da-da-da and try to find a life for myself on Craigslist. Anyway,
right.
Back to me, though. Mm-hmm. So, but no, listen. So in walks Ashton Kutcher with a lady this morning.
This morning?
That was not Demi Moore.
Really? And he has no problem with that, huh?
No, and I mean, you know, I don't know what the relationship is. Probably a working relationship. I'm sure he's not going to be. I mean, there's I think a studio nearby, so there's a lot of people that come in that are,
yeah.
You know, I think it's a weird little intersection of like there's some studios, and then I think there's some porn going on there, and then you get an interesting cross mixture of different professions that come in there, and I'm like, this is awesome.
Mm.
You know, I'm really living in the town right now.
Exactly.
And,
but not for very long. You're moving back.
I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I might be under a bridge. I don't know. At
well,
this
you
point.
Made the announcement too soon.
What does that mean?
It means if you haven't decided what you're going to do, you already announced you're leaving. So what is your problem?
Sam, relax.
Okay, I'll relax. Just stay around here for your show on the 27th or whatever.
28th. You're doing a comedy show.
I'll try.
No, you already said. Okay. You would. Okay, I'll let you win karaoke.
I RSVP'd
if that
already.
Means you're going to come to my show. I'll let you win. Careless Whisper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm surrounded by beautiful women this morning, which is exactly where I like to be. And we have two great guests in the studio. We have Amber, right?
I'm Hi.
Saying it correct. And we have Rebecca. How you doing?
Hello.
And Rebecca, you'll want to stay close to the mic. I forgot to tell you.
Closer.
Yes. There you go. So we can hear everything you have to say. So we found out, Kira, that they're both from North Hollywood, which is pretty cool.
Are you you're not from there, because I hear Southern over
no,
here.
No, yeah. I mean,
definitely not.
But that's where they arrived from this morning, you know.
Yeah, but nobody's from there.
Yeah, that's true. Rebecca, so you're not from L.A., right?
Not even a little. No,
not even a little?
South. Yeah.
Oh, really? South?
Oh, yeah. She should hear it. You're from Texas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I hear it. Are you from Texas, or?
I'm not, but close by. I'm from Louisiana.
Louisiana. Really? What part?
I was born in Shreveport, which is the northwest yeah. corner. And my dad's lived in New Orleans. Pretty
New Orleans. Did y'all pick that
yeah.
up? She said New Orleans. She's like, I'm street, y'all. I'm street lady.
New Orleans. Real in the 818. That's what it is.
Yeah, there you go. New Orleans. That's cool.
Yeah, it's great. Lots of food, lots of entertainment. It's a pretty wonderful place. I'm a big fan.
So is that where you were born and grew up?
It is.
Really?
Yeah, I moved straight from there to here, which is a culture shock, like, absolutely.
I can imagine. What made you want to move?
Oh, the entertainment industry. You can't really do it anywhere else. I mean, you can do some there.
It's that big magnet that pulls everybody to the west,
sucks
you know?
Sucks your soul.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a dream. What's your dream?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's the thing, is that people come here for dreams and often they can't realize them, you know, so, but at any rate, I'm not going to rain on your parade. How long ago did you move
You can't
here?
Rain on my parade. It's a Tuesday and I'm sitting here doing this. It's rad.
So how long have you been here?
I've been here 4 years.
Oh, really? So yeah. You're not that new anymore. So
no,
you know what's going on.
I know. I don't need a Thomas Brothers God anymore.
Yeah.
No.
So you came here for entertainment. Do you sing? Do you act? Do you model? What do you do?
I am an actor, and I also have a charity we just started. So
oh, really?
Kind of a lot of stuff, yeah.
What kind of a charity is that?
It's called The Simple Solution. It's where artists donate time and talent to put on a large-scale event for one person or group of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty rad, huh?
And you guys raise money that way?
We do. We just finished a really big event that was an amazing success called Pink Masquerade. So I took New Orleans and brought it to Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
Pink Masquerade. What does that mean?
It was for breast cancer. Uh-huh. So they're
everything was pink.
Uh-huh.
And people had to come in costumes and pink costumes?
Yes. With masks. And I had trapeze artists and contortionists and bands and singers and opera and crazy town. Just tarot card readers. Who
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's fun. That's
yeah.
right? fun.
It was so awesome. Y'all should have been there. It was rad.
Yeah.
And I'm bummed I missed it.
It was awesome.
Sounds good. And Amber, where are you originally from?
I am from Fort Riley, Kansas.
Oh, wow. So we got a lot of people from, not from here. No, it seems like nobody's from L.A., right?
And definitely not.
Yeah.
L.A. is the place you come to get away from if you're born in Fort Riley, Kansas.
Yeah, there you go. Never heard of Fort Riley. Have you heard of it?
It's by Manhattan, Kansas.
Really? So is that, like, is there an army base there or something?
It's a government base, but they have the army there and Marine Corps and everything.
Sorry, I thought you said Sam. Is there an Arby's base too?
Oh,
yes,
I see.
There is an Arby's on the base,
yeah,
actually.
I was like, that's random.
I was like, I don't know. Is that like a Midwest
I'm just
thing?
Kidding. They don't have an Arby's, but they do have a McDonald's and a Taco Bell.
Gosh, I love that.
Well, that's important
but
to know.
I've only lived there till I was three, and then I moved to the East Coast.
Oh, really?
I grew up in a lot of different places.
Were your parents in the military at all?
My dad works for the government, but he's not technically in the military.
I see.
He trains people who are in the military.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he teaches defensive combat tactics, and he teaches expert marksmanship and, like, how to kill people with inanimate objects.
Wow.
Is your dad single? Because I really like
My dad actually is single.
She needs
My dad
like
has a warning, though. Bit of a warning. My dad has been married 5 times.
Really?
Oh, my God. Really?
So,
wow.
Bit of a
yeah.
warning. Really?
He's like a hopeless romantic, but, you know, he kind of, like, does that thing where he's like, oh, she's in love with me. I'm like, Dad, she's marrying you for her green card. Like, his last wife from Germany, you know, was moved here to, like, I don't know, know, do something, didn't do anything but sit on her butt in his house all day long.
Wow.
And, like, well, half a year after she got her green card, oh, he found out that she was cheating on him with, like, the next door neighbor. I'm like, you know what? Wow. That's why, you know, I gave you a warning. He just doesn't listen to me. I can't help. You can't help someone who can't help himself.
But why does he have to marry every woman he meets? I mean,
not every woman. My dad meets, like, a lot of women, but, like, I don't know. I think he's just attracted to, like, I don't know, suspicious or crazy. Like, I haven't figured it out yet. They've all had, like, very key different things about them, quotation marks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well,
that's crazy.
Yeah, well, Kira, there you go, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's looking for a good, you know, normal woman, so, you know. If you want to hook up with my dad,
my dad, I
can sell him. He's 6'4" and, like, 245 pounds of muscle, no fat.
Really?
Hardly any wrinkles.
That. Wait a second. Is he in his 40s or is he 50s?
He's 45.
Oh, shoot! Yes, because I love him. I do. Perfect. I was just saying. Okay, let's fluff my hair. I don't want to live in Kansas. No, actually, there's
No, he doesn't live in Kansas. He lives in Miami.
Yeah.
Miami's fun.
No, I mean, if he's 45,
he's a fun guy.
He must have been pretty young when you were born.
She's like, what's his email address and his phone number? Can I get it now?
That's so
not
funny.
Like 5 minutes
Isn't
from now,
nasty?
But right now.
What if I was really serious?
What if?
Isn't that kind of creepy, though, if you're a girl and, like, some other girl's trying to pick your dad up? That's
kind of
gross.
Well, that sounds
perfect.
Not really. Not really. I want my dad to have a normal person, you know. And you're beautiful and talented. And you can sing. And, like, can you cook, too? Because that's, like, his all-around woman.
I actually do love cooking.
Oh, my God. There you go. Totally.
Yeah, there you
go. I'll give you the number after the show.
How does this work now? I found the love of my life. I've not even met the man. I can come and sit in his house all day. No. No, we were talking about the normal thing. Like, it's really I think, I don't know if you guys have tried doing relationships with people not in the industry or not, you know, not, people that are normal. It's like I'm attracted to normal, but it doesn't work.
I want
a normal dude that's all duded and normal, but it just doesn't work. And I'm like, I told this guy I've been seeing in Texas, I'm like, look, if I can just go back to Texas and just work a normal 9-to-5 and come home and have taco night and, you know, like, go do soccer games. I mean, I would love to do that. I've tried. It doesn't work for me. I would rather be that person, though.
Really? Yeah. So you would want to be that, but what do you mean it doesn't work for you?
It's like, I'm crazy. I've got crazy, you know, I've got...
Elements.
Yeah, and I say that jokingly. I think it's a gift. I'm gifted.
I'm gifted.
But, I mean, it's one of these things where, you know, you want to create, you want to... You want to emote? Is that a word? Emit?
Yeah.
You need to be in a different stimulus. You need to be all that stuff. You know, I sing, twirl, dance, sing, twirl, and dance, you know. So basically, you know, you've got like a statute of limitations on time. Mm-hmm. When you try to do normal, it's just going to start coming out. You start twitching and you start, you know, it doesn't work. I've tried it.
You just can't do it. No, seriously.
No, I tried it. And I just see myself being like a homewrecker, you know. I'm out of taco night.
Have you tried to do both where it's like I'm like Superman and Clark Kent, like you do the one thing.
Oh, my God.
And
have you ever tried to date a guy that has a kid? Like, I tried to do that. Like, I love it. Like, I can do that. But then, like, you know, there's that part of me that's like, I want to go out to the bar with my girlfriends, but I can't because I don't want the, like, child to look at me weird or think
I'm not
that
signing
I'm, like,
up to be
a horrible
mama.
Woman.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I did that once. Like, it worked out halfway, but then I figured out that I was gone, like, all the time, like, working, and I'd come back, and then she'd be like, one time, okay, I was normal, and then she called me mommy, and I was like, woo, I can't do this.
Oh,
can't do it. Too young. Can't have baby that's, like, 7, you know. That could be my sister.
That's funny. Yeah. Wow. Have you guys been dating anybody? Are you dating anyone? Or
I'm a perpetual dater, kind of a serial dater, if you will.
Yeah. Do you love dating?
I don't love dating, but I was in a relationship for 2 years, and it ended back in January. Mm-hmm. So ever since, I went through my crazy, like, oh, let's go drinking for like a month.
Let's have fun, enjoy the single life.
I went freaking psycho for a month, like, really? Back to 18, and then I kind of regrouped, and I've just been, I even got on an online dating site, and y'all.
Oh my God, I did that. PlentyofFish.com. Woo, crazy.
Do you not want to gouge out your eyes and Oh, my heaven's sake. People are crazy.
I know. It's like, I sent one message and I'm like, so what do you do for fun? And it's like, I like to go horseback riding and camping in the desert for a week. And I'm like, really? That's insanely interesting. What else do you do? Because I can't do that.
Oh, you're lucky. I'm getting, I like sex. Are you sex? You're sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Your eyes are beautiful. It's like, wow. Yeah.
Why do guys think
that women
want to hear that?
I think you're so insanely gorgeous.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that some men literally get on there thinking, I'm gonna message this girl. She's going to be so wowed by my amazing profile. And that's just abs.
Yeah. Or let's put some pictures up of me without my shirt on. And then, like, she'll totally want to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like, because I think that's personally creepy. Like, I wouldn't want to, like, I don't want to see just a chest picture. Like, what does your face look like? You know, because that can be personally deceiving.
Yeah. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, I don't know why some guys, they think it's hot to send pictures of their penis to women, right?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sam, don't.
No. Sam. Oh my God. Scary. Sam. I've had that before.
Don't you hate it when you get those?
Sam, don't you hate it when you get those? What do you do when you get those?
I'm sure you've had so many of those, right?
Oh yeah, I get them all the time.
Totally. Yeah.
So Rebecca, why do guys do that?
I don't know. I'm really not sure. I really think the men that get on there are just maybe desperate or really proud of their extension. But the reality is, a penis kind of looks like leftover elbow flesh.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, just kind of piled.
Definitely.
There's nothing. Send me your face. Send me your chest. Send me a smile. Don't send me your penis.
I don't think guys. Guys don't understand.
A penis is not sexy.
People don't understand that unless you're in the sexy zone.
Yeah.
It's not something like you know, you look at pictures of nudes and stills and sculptures. Usually it's of a woman, and it's women are just have softer, beautiful curves and stuff, and you don't see like a ba-bam on, you don't want like ba-bam on your living room, you know, above your couch.
You don't want a ba-bam there.
You only want a ba-bam in the element, and guys, I think, are just idiots. They just like, hi, I got penis this big right now. How about send you pictures of it? You can think I'm hot.
It's like, well, look at my penis. Look at it.
Like, they have no... To me, it says you really don't understand women.
Yeah,
no,
exactly. But guys are in that mode all the time, 24/7, you know?
24/7.
You have to understand that. Yeah.
Right now, Sam's eyes are like bugging out of his. He's like, 24/7!
Don't men think of sex like every 54 seconds or something absolutely retarded?
Or nonstop, pretty much.
Well,
yeah.
So since we've been sitting here...
Yeah.
Like, that's incredible.
How many times have you been thinking about sex, Sam?
Oh,
since we have been sitting
here. Since we started
here,
all the time.
In this whole, like, 5 minutes.
All the time. All the time.
I don't like knowing
like,
about Sam.
He's like, penis. Bam, here it comes.
A penis is being sent to her.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
It's a mental penis. He's looking at you, and penis is coming through. His eyes to your eyes. Stare down, penis.
Yeah. He's having an aneurysm.
It's la 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 la.
Yeah, no, sorry, love you, Sam. I just can't go there. I can't think that way with you.
Yeah, but do I have the right to answer that question?
What do you mean? Are you a human and you have human motion
yes.
and stuff? No, you're not. You're Sam. You sit there with your headphones on. That's
I'm
all that.
You're
here
a
with
robot.
Three women. What do you?
I'm
expect?
Giving you a hard time. Relax.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And we're
also
gorgeous. How can you not think about like mental images of penis?
There you,
you
go.
Know?
There you go. You know. But
it's like my brother. Okay, his girlfriend. She has a picture of his Facebook. Their Facebook profile picture is the two of them like in a kiss, but it's like,
aww.
No, hold on. It's like the kiss is like it's like a halfway open mouth and the tongue's about to go in.
So it's a half-assed kiss.
It's
not
like,
a real
it's
kiss.
Like,
it's like a staged one.
It doesn't look that dirty, but it's too intimate. And I'm like, you're my, it's like, and so anytime, you know, you're scrolling down and somebody's picture pops up, I'm like, whoa. And then there's my brother and this girl. And I'm like, I don't even want to know. He has a tongue, balls, or I don't want to know any of that exists on his body. And I know that. And that freaks me out.
It's creepy. Nice.
So, like, every time you go to his Facebook, they're all like, in your face.
It's just a little one, but it's more than I'd ever like to know.
It's a little much. I don't want to see someone's tongue going in someone else's mouth, especially if it were my brother. I have a brother as well. And that would just...
Isn't that gross?
Yes, bad. That's really, really bad. I'd be able to handle it for my sisters before my brother somehow.
Really? I guess it's... Yeah, I don't know what it is. They say when you're, you know, developing in those, like, you know, baby years and stuff, that your brother... And I think the same thing for your sister, but the pheromones of your siblings... get programmed into like your I'm not making this up but I am butchering it. Basically the pheromones become part of your sensory to where you repel.
Yeah.
Really? So, but what about those like cases where siblings are attracted to others?
That's
like
really
other
weird.
Siblings.
Well, I think there's probably some abuse or some shit went on that I don't know about. I'm gonna go with that. But no, but they've done like smell tests, like blindfold. And they put different shirts in front of girls.
Do you think you could pin your brother out from like a room of other people?
I don't
you could,
know,
like,
but,
smell your
but
brother
they
out?
Said this smell test said that people that unknowingly smelt their brother's shirt, they're the least attracted to that scent. Like they repelled it.
It's so. Actually people who are genetically similar to you. It's not even just your siblings.
Oh.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah, so if you meet someone like a perspective, whatever, mm-hmm. and they stink to you, chances are you could be genetically linked.
Really?
Ew, that's disgusting.
Wow. Or like this way of not letting you do that.
What if you're just repulsed because they smell really bad?
Well, then you shouldn't be dating them anyway. You need to examine.
Yeah. That's so, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you sometimes behave like a 12-year-old girl when you talk about penis and stuff like that.
Me? Now you're going to attack me?
Yeah, it's like you're going...
That's a funny face, Sarah.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Supposed to just be thinking about
time.
Penis all
well,
the time?
What's that?
Just penis all the time? It's supposed to be on her head? Penis?
No. But she can't deal with it at the age of 28. I mean, there's got to be something
Sam, I am a comedian,
yes.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, I have a certain way I see you,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Okay.
And so you're allowed to have whatever thoughts you want, but when you open up those thoughts and I hear them, I get an involuntary reaction.
I wasn't even talking about you. Shut up.
I know you weren't talking about me. I'm just saying I get an involuntary reaction.
Okay.
She's throwing up a little.
This whole clip's about penises.
So you've got the problem.
No, I don't. Yeah, okay, that's fine. It's all me. That's fine. Okay.
It is.
Okay.
It is. It's always you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. It's always me. It's all about me.
So, Rebecca, how many siblings do you have then?
I have three. I'm the youngest. We're all 5 years apart.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. So your parents were busy for a while.
Yeah, they were. We're not full, so there's some, you know, like havesy stuff happening in there, but we're all as close as it ever comes. We've lived together our whole lives and that kind of thing. So it's
that's
not
cool.
Like,
so you're all close?
Oh my gosh. I think we're probably one of the closest families I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah, I'm even close to my dad.
Really?
How many women you meet without daddy issues?
Yeah, that's true. I don't.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. What about you, Amber? Well, I mean, your dad is married 5 times. Have you had
some
issues
there? What'd you say?
Have you had some issues with that? I mean, you know.
Oh, no. You know, I mean, I love my dad. You know, whatever he wants to do, whatever makes him happy, I'm all for it. You know, I support him. You know, I mean, I try and warn him because I always get like those.
You sound more like the adult in this relationship.
Yeah, I know. I think I am. I've always been more of the adult. And my parents are more like free, you know. Free loving, you know, spiritual people, and they're like, oh, you know, we're all very supportive to each other, but I'm very supportive of my dad, but like I always like get these vibes, like if a person's like a good person or like a bad person, I'm like, ooh, like I can tell, you know. So I always give him warning signs, but he doesn't listen to me. And every single one of those marriages have failed.
Really?
And it's not my dad's fault either, because my dad is like so, like my dad gives too much. He's too giving. Like he's like me in a relationship. We're always like there for someone. And, you know, like we make sacrifices for that person. And we give them like everything we possibly give him. And then we just get pooped on.
So did you told him that you got the woo vibe and he's still.
Yeah, no, I did. I was like, dad from his last wife. Her name's Helga. She didn't have a green card, and like, you know, at first I gave her like a fair chance, and then I'm like, there is
Helga.
I'm like, you know, at first I gave her a fair chance, and then I'm like, you know, I started thinking there's something definitely off about this person. I just can't tell what it is, you know. And I'm like, dad, I'm like, I don't like, because when she used to kiss him, she'd be like, mwah. Like it'd be like these half-assed kisses. It wouldn't be like, you know, like when you're in love with someone and you, like you really kiss them.
Yeah.
And like you can tell when people are really in love with people when, and it like sometimes it makes you sick because you're like, oh, I want that, you know. But like I could tell she wasn't really like meaning it when she like kissed him, and my dad was like all into it, and she was just like.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing.
I've noticed a lot of couples though. I mean, when I look at couples, sometimes they do the kiss that's like. Okay, so y'all can't see this at home, but it's like that, like, they pucker up, and they put it way out there, and it's almost like they don't want...
Like the faces to touch.
And then they're done. They pull back. Yeah. And I know genuine in love couples that they've been together for a long time. They love each other, but it's always a
Maybe that's when they're in public, you know?
Yeah.
And some people don't, you know, are not comfortable displaying romance and love and things like that.
I don't
that
know. I've seen,
yeah, PDA. PDA.
But you can see it
people.
In someone's face. I have two friends that are the most adorable couple I've ever met or had the pleasure of knowing in my life, individually and together. And when you see them in a room, they don't have to be touching. They don't even have to be standing next to each other for you to know these two people are together and completely in love.
Mm.
Yeah, you can tell that. Yeah. Just by the way they look at each other. When they throw like little glances across the room, they're like,
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Kira?
Sighing.
That's how you can tell.
That's how you can
tell.
Well,
you know what Cher says? If you want to know if he loves you so, it's in his kiss. And I think that is true.
Mm-hmm. What about just one look?
That's a good one.
We'll start the karaoke contest now, and we'll.
She wins. No. I'm not even gonna try. Like,
no, Sam thinks he wins, but we'll find out Wednesday night.
Yeah, well,
I'm rooting for Sam.
Songs.
Thumbs up.
We'll sing the same song.
Here's the thing. This is how is gonna go. I'm gonna annihilate you, but you're gonna get the sympathy vote. Sympathy vote.
Let's do it right now.
No, because I want the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get
not just a piece of it, all of it. Okay.
He's gonna get the sympathy vote because, and then you're gonna win because of that.
Well, he's got that puppy dog thing.
He's just so damn
him.
Cute. He's sweet. Yeah. Like I
no,
almost,
but it has nothing to do with that. It has
no,
to do with
I
the
singing.
No, I
honestly don't want to whoop your ass because I would feel bad.
But listen, you're only good in your own mind.
No, I'm
keep
not.
That in
I'm
mind.
Actually not. I'm actually like I've won competitions. I know you have. But my
listen,
point is this: I don't want to whoop your ass because I will feel horrible. It's like
listen,
the big.
I don't doubt that you're good.
The modesty in this room.
Yeah. I don't doubt that you're good. Okay, I won't take anything away from that.
You can't,
but
nor
all
can
I'm
you.
Saying, careless whisper, I'm gonna whip your ass.
I want you to whip my ass.
And even the high parts, okay?
Ooh.
Yes, even the high parts. I'm telling you.
You better bring your A game.
Singing that
you better bring that A game, Sam. I'm seriously.
I will.
You know, I'm.
I will.
If he beats you, are you gonna sing "Changes" by David Bowie? You owe him that much. You
well,
owe him that much.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I adore Sam, and I would. I love to talk trash, but I would feel awful if I annihilated you.
But you wouldn't, so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, fuck
I have
you.
A feeling
he's
got that face.
He's going to annihilate you. I hate to tell you, but it's coming at your face.
Okay.
He's that's got that face where if you really hurt him, you would be, like, hurt yourself.
I don't. Yeah.
He'd look at you and you'd be like, aww.
I can't hurt Sam.
I'm sorry.
I always feel bad if I'm too mean to him.
Hey, relax. Okay, I'm not a softie. So you can.
You got a sweetheart, though. You have a sweetheart.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
you do.
But I mean, I'm not mean or anything. But
no,
I'll
but you
whoop
got
your ass.
Well, I'll whoop your ass.
It doesn't even sound threatening.
No.
Not really. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Yeah.
Just you watch out. What a cookie.
Wow. So, Rebecca, have you been getting some acting jobs and things like that, or is it pretty difficult?
You know, I've been really fortunate. I don't have that really awful L.A. story, and I don't know if it's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a perpetual optimist, but I've pretty much worked as an actor since I got to L.A. I mean, when I first got here, it was a lot of extra work and trying to figure shiz out.
Yeah.
But since then, I've done a lot of children's entertainment.
Oh, cool.
Like dressing up like characters and painting faces and that kind of thing and commercial work and film. And it's how I pay the bills. So,
yeah.
You know what? If they let me do it the way I'm doing it now, I'm pretty okay with that for the rest of my life.
That's
really?
Awesome.
So you're
yeah.
enjoying it, huh?
Dude, I'm so excited
really?
About life.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so LA is smiling for you and
it
at is. You, and it's pretty good, you know?
I hadn't been slapped in the face. I've had some shady experiences, like, you know, you hear those bad, like, casting couch experiences and stuff. I've had one or two where people are like, oh, I'll help you do this, like, get your demo together, and we'll cut it, and we'll do this. And then you get there, you start putting it together, and it's like,
I had an experience where this guy who was married, I met him and his wife at the same time, and
yeah.
I was waiting tables, and they thought it was funny because I don't know. And they were like, he's like, we're putting together, like, you know, a thing, all these working actors that get together, and they just run scenes just to stay brushed up. And,
yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, it sounds like fun, you know, and it's kind of a fun group of people and whatever. Well, I get to his place in Beverly Hills, and there's nobody else there. And his wife's not there.
Ooh.
And it's just he and I. And
did he lock the door behind you? Is that when it got really creepy?
Well, no. He's like, and he's like really, really good looking too. And we're sitting there, and he...
it's not that bad. No, it's not that bad, clearly.
He conveniently picked a scene that was just so sexual. It was like, he picked a scene that was like this guy and girl on a first date, and then she starts to confess, like, how she wants him to ravage her and stuff. And I'm like, really... I was like, I mean, I'd kind of be embarrassed doing it now, but I was a lot younger then too. Yeah. I was like 22.
You were like, hee hee hee.
I was like, I can't freaking do this shit. But I was also kind of turned on because he's hot. And then, but then
I felt like I can. But I was really feeling
guilty because I was turned on and he's married and nobody else is there. Ooh. So I feel guilty, kind of turned on and embarrassed. You know what I mean? So we're like reading through this.
Wow.
That's a whole lot of emotions.
I know. I was like sitting there and I was like sweating dripping down my head. I was like.
I'm not attracted. Yes, I am.
I'm like, God is going to come in and strike me dead right now. And this guy, and he was like into the scene. He was like looking at me with like intense eyes. And I was like,
fire of a blazing
sun. And I was like,
did he touch you with his hand?
No.
Oh my God, that would have like sent me over the roof.
So no, but then he like, he's into the scene and it was like dirty scene. And he's like intense eyes. And I like look away and then I look at him. And I'm like, hey. And he asked me to dinner that night. I was like, I gotta go. I can't talk anymore. Bye. It's better this way. Bye. And I never came back.
You're like, I have to leave. Sorry.
Mom was like so not attractive. So disgusting.
Ew, was he like and fat so... and hairy with like a hairy chest and greasy and like balding and like.
If he had a stellar personality, it would have made up for some of it, but you can't be ugly and an asshole.
Oh yeah, no, you can't. That's like, ugh.
No, no one's gonna ever like you.
Did he try to touch you or anything?
No, he got mad because like, you know, I'm trying to be all professional and I leave and it's normal and we hug and it's like, okay, mm-hmm. everything's gonna be okay. Maybe he just liking on me. Well, the next day he calls me and he's like, oh, why don't we go to dinner? He's like, let me steal you away to dinner. I said, well, dinner sounds lovely, but you're not gonna steal me away. He freaked out about how ungrateful I was. Really? Oh,
no, that's a total
asshole thing to do.
That's what they do because they feel like they ingratiate themselves and then they want to give you to just, it's a power thing to control you.
Yeah, they think
and
that
then
they're
when you're like not vibing
on
them, then they want to go, well, I tried to save you from your hellhole. What?
Right. Yeah.
North Hollywood.
I tried to give you an extra $100.
Yeah. I've had guys try to do weird shit like that to me.
So weird. It's
that's
so
why
weird.
I'm really like, if no, I don't trust a guy, I don't even like him buying my drink or something. No. I've gotten a little past that now, but normally I've been very guarded about like, no, I got it. But just because I feel like it's a
I'll buy my own drink. Thank you.
I mean, no, I like him to buy the drink, but it takes me, it's like, you know, you got to make sure the person buying a drink is a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. The last time a guy bought me a drink, you're going to love this. You ready to appreciate?
Yeah.
Okay. I was at Cress in Hollywood, which is like everyone loves themselves there. And so I'm upstairs and really having a pretty good time. And I walk up to the bar and this guy's sitting beside me and he's like, oh my gosh, you look like you're having a great time. I was like, you know what? I kind of am. And he was like, let me buy you a drink. Okay. So he buys me the drink. He turns, looks at me and says, have an amazing time, and bails. Are you kidding me? Thank you so much for being such a rad dude.
That was like the most
that's so awesome.
The most selfless drink buying action I
you
in
know
Hollywood.
That, you know that what that is.
Yeah, but what's
you
the
know
point?
What that is. You what's know what that point? Is. That's his like game. He's like, oh, I'm gonna buy this girl a drink and walk away, and then she's gonna be like, oh hey, and want to have a conversation with me because I changed it up a bit. But then you didn't. So like in the back of his head, he's like, that didn't work.
I can disprove that. He didn't come up to me ever again. I went up to him in middle of the evening, and I was
no,
like,
no, see, that's the point. You're supposed to go to him. Like, he does that on purpose to bring you to him so he doesn't look like the creeper. It's a game.
No. Wait. I walked up to him.
Let her tell a story.
I was like, dude, you're so awesome. I was like, that's the coolest thing anyone's ever done in L.A. for a drink ever. And I handed him my card. I was like, if you need anything, you give me a call. Let's be friends because I think you're cool. And he never called me.
Really?
Yeah. I had a guy one time.
Maybe it's because you were like, let's be friends.
I don't know. I think that's cool.
I mean, that's very, 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 very rare, specifically in this town. I was in Forever Young.
Forever Young.
But I was in there one day and I was just like, you know, feeling a bit earthy. I had like you know, I didn't have like full blown makeup or anything.
Arthi, you smell like Bonnie.
You look 21, so you can be 21. Actually, you look like you're 19 or 20.
Oh my gosh, I love this girl. She's trying to wed me to her father. I know. But no, I know.
No, actually, my dad, you know, he likes older women. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then we don't stand a chance.
What? So, you're old enough.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll see. So I'm in Forever 21, and I didn't have a lot of makeup on or anything. That's what I meant by earthy. Just like, you know, like basic, you know, didn't have the club makeup going, whatever. So this guy walks in, and he walks straight up to me. He's like, I just want to tell you that you're gorgeous. And I was like, is this a joke? Not that I don't think I'm pretty. I'm like, come on, dude. I don't have any makeup on. Like, you know, right. I was like, okay, thanks a bunch. Like, what's up? And he's like, nope, I just want to tell you that. And he walked away and like forever lost into time, space continuum. Love I was it. Like, whoa, maybe like I don't know if he really meant it was like sympathy or no, what, but he just.
It's brilliant. That's one of my favorite things in life. Nothing better than an honest compliment.
It was so sweet. Yeah,
and you remember so it and you'll take it with you.
Oh yeah. It was just like, he didn't want anything. He left. I tried to chat with him. Cause I would have bought him too. Yeah. I was like, hey, so anyway, but he was like, boom. Gone, but he just, you know, went up there and he was like, you are really gorgeous.
I love that.
Yeah. And I was like,
that's the real American hero.
I just have creepy things happen to me. Like one time I was on this date with this really hot Australian guy, like super gorgeous. Super gorgeous. Like he even had the hair, like when he just like turned his head, he'd be like, whew. And I was like, where do you get that hair from? Like I wish I could have hair like that where I turn my head and
he's
like fell perfectly. So we were bowling, it was fun, and we were drinking Guinness, which was like even better. I'm like, awesome date, like just down to earth, you know. All of a sudden, like the date was going amazing, you know, blah 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 blah, we're sitting next to each other, we're having a good time, you know, and then this freaking creeper dude comes out of nowhere, sits down right next to me, and then he puts his hands on my face and he's like, I just wanted to tell you that I think your voice is really sexy. And I was like, whoa. And then I'm just like, the Australian guy just looks at him and he starts laughing. Like, he thinks it's so hilarious. And I'm like, okay, that's awesome. And he's like, I just wanted to tell you that. And I'm like, yeah, turn my face this way. The guy's still sitting there for like 15 minutes. And like, the Australian guy and I are like laughing. And like, dude, he's like, he really wants to talk to you. And I was like, yeah, totally. Let's move somewhere else. And he's like, okay. And it was just the creepiest moment I've had in a long time. I was like, why has this guy felt comfortable enough to come all the way across? I don't know where he came from, out of nowhere. And just like grabs my face, turns it around and touches it. And is like, I just wanted to tell you that your voice is like really sexy.
There's something very personal about touching the face.
Please just like, ooh, like, ooh. And he's like looking me dead in the eyes when he tells me that. My eyes are like, what? And his eyes are like,
wow.
I'm like, I didn't even talk to you. How do you know my voice is sexy?
Man,
like,
I never
even spoke to you in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have creepy moments like that. I don't have like genuine compliments.
That's
I have like,
just don't go back to
Or like, where are you going? Where are you going? Where they feel like they can like grab your arm. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Back
you see,
off,
I would never touch anyone that I don't know would want me to.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you've got to have a certain kind of a relationship before you do, you know? Because I'm always, you know, I would like, she's going to slap me or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
What
you
right
think.
Do you have to touch someone?
I know. I'm like, who do you think you are to touch me? Like, that guy was ballsy. I'll give him that much. But, like, don't invade my personal bubbles. Like, you know,
it's a bit
half
much.
A foot from the face and I don't know you. It's a little close for comfort.
It's a bit much. But, you know, I told you I do the children's parties, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've done that for about 3 years, which add up the numbers and that's an insane amount of parties. Well, I went to a party where I was the only blondie super whitey around, okay? So I stuck out like a sore thumb to start. And I was dressed as the Green Fairy, and which I look really cute as, because I kind of look like her anyway, let's be honest. And so I go in, I'm playing with the kids. Well, Uncle whatever his name is comes up, you beautiful baby, you beautiful. Like all up in my grill, in my ear, like on my neck. And
you're like, I'm
a,
at a children's.
Yeah. I'm a princess,
this
basically.
Is your niece's
I can't like
birthday.
Hit you in the face. Like I have to be Tink. I can't.
You tink. I got Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, huh, I am going to go with the pirate over there.
Oh, so you can't. So you have to stay in character the whole time.
Yeah,
totally.
I've been offered $40,000 to marry someone from a party dressed as Tinkerbell so that they could get their green card.
Really?
I've had the weirdest experience.
40 grand.
You passed that up?
Oh, yeah. I told him it was against my religion.
You'd only have to be like Mrs. blah, 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 19 letters long.
18-year-old nephew. Let me put that out there. Hello? That's
18.
That's a significant amount of years younger than me.
Is that baby raping at this point? Huh? 18-year-old nephew.
Yeah, yeah, which is kind of creepy, right? Like, let me marry off my 18-year-old nephew, not only to Tinkerbell.
He just turned 18 a month ago.
He's like 12 years older than my nephew. Awesome.
Yeah, people are crazy, you know, coming from different cultures and shit. You know, it's like they're accustomed to just marrying a 12-year-old.
I gotta be honest, it's though. I mean, I'm in that situation right now where I'm like kind of, you know, you've gotten to where you're like, you know, you're holding on by a thread for a while, so you're. You're considering things you never would, and then you know you're not going to do it, or you're hoping you won't do it. But, you know, truth be told, some shit's crossed my mind that's even shocked me to make cash. And, you know, when you're on Craigslist and those, like, hey, sell your eggs?
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, God.
I've got a bunch in here. I'm sure I wouldn't miss a couple. Right. You know, if that's...
Do it.
10,000. Take them out.
I don't know if I morally agree with it, and I secondly don't know if it's painful. I've heard it's painful, so... But I've looked at that number a long time. I'm like, I've got a bazillion eggs, right? I mean, they're only getting less. So I'm
My girlfriend did that. She went to New York. Yeah, she went to New York. I asked her how her experience was. She made $25,000 in one hour of getting them removed.
One hour.
Was like Miss California Poland. Like, it's just like,
come on,
5'10"
and
like
that happen. No.
She's like 5'10" and her body's like perfect and like you know, she has like perfect hair and like perfect everything, you know?
No.
And I was like, does that really work? I'm like, how many times have you done that? And she's like, she's done it about like 3 times. I'm like, really? That's like I could do that, but I don't know if I've like, could you feel comfortable, like, if you just walk on the street one day and, like, you pass this kid that looks like you? Like, I don't know if I could do that. I'd be, like, weird. It'd be, like, Children of the Corn weird,
you know?
I
don't know if I can be comfortable knowing that, like, because I just think it's such a gift from
maternal.
God, like, having
That's
babies.
Like your own baby.
Yeah, but you're helping some couple that can't have babies.
That is true, too.
Look, if they can't have babies biologically.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be having babies.
Well,
maybe?
I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm not saying they shouldn't or should. I'm just saying... You know, maybe there's other alternatives and that.
Can't she take like her eggs?
I'm not judging because I know there's been people in my family that have done intravital fertilization.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is I kind of go like, don't play God here. Like, you know what? You really need to go and extract and excavate people's uteruses and implant them into your body.
An egg from my body and put it in yours.
I just think they've even got it to where like they'll inseminate it artificially and then implant it just so you can go through the experience of growing one. And I'm kind of like, you know,
really?
I'm just like, you know, there's kids that need homes.
They do crazy
things. They also have that thing where you can pick out if you want your kid to have like blue eyes
it's
or
genetic
green
engineering,
eyes
which I'm completely
like
against.
Oh my
gosh, horrible.
I looked up cloning the other day because we're cutting this long philosophical end of time conversation with a friend of mine. And so it got into cloning. I know, seems like a leap. But we look it up, and there's, like, supposed to be all of these children that have been cloned. Do you know this?
No.
Yeah, this
cloned
doctor.
Children.
Do you remember?
Do they have, like, three arms?
Because no,
I thought
no.
they were
supposed
with
to
the
be
calves, even. They had, like, five
no,
legs.
No, no, no. They're supposed to be totally okay. 8 years ago, the first one was supposed to be born, baby girl named Eve, right? And there's supposed to be, like, two more sets since then. So there's somewhere in the neighborhood of, like, 13 of these children. They say that they've perfected it, but they won't tell, like... the population, who these children are, for fear that they will be like microscoped in society and stuff like that. Right. One of the kids was supposed to be in Florida. It's all been done in Europe. Like, do you remember the guy who impregnated the really freaking old lady in Italy?
Like this 56-year-old lady or something?
Yeah, it's that same doctor. Doctor,
blah, 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 blah. Well, the thing is, I want if they,
blah,
have,
blah,
the,
blah,
if
blah,
they
blah.
Have the same like DNA or whatever. I kind of wonder. I mean, you can't clone a soul, so I mean, like, to me, it's like a twin or something. It's
would it
like,
come out like that Orphan movie? Like,
I didn't
know?
See that. That freaked me out.
Oh my God, no! She ended up being a pygmy. But like, could you imagine? Would your child be like that?
Because
it wouldn't have it wouldn't have your own personality because it would be completely genetic.
I just don't think you can clone. You can't clone
like, how
soul.
Could you
they can't clone personality. You can maybe physically, if that's possible. Still, I mean, it's speculative. But even if that is,
yeah. But what would their soul be like?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
what would their personality be like?
I didn't get the email on that.
Would they be void? I don't know.
Yeah, would they be completely devoid of emotions? Would they be technically sociopaths then?
Would they be
clone sociopaths?
Oh, I'm so stressed.
I don't
now.
See that.
There's a bunch of sociopaths.
I think
there's a bunch
normal.
Of sociopathic clones out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe they would be normal. Who knows? I don't think they'd have, you know, six fingers. I don't know what would happen.
They're supposed to be really physically, this group is supposed to be physically healthy, like not
exactly.
the Dolly problem.
But what about mentally healthy? I mean, what about mentally healthy?
Like, how mentally healthy are you at eight?
Well, did they, environmentally speaking, do they have like a mom and dad?
Yeah.
So they had everything. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and where's their other person that they were cloned from?
Apparently what... This is real creep fest. You ready for this?
I'm ready. You're creepy for looking this up, but I love you for it. Okay.
Okay. Apparently, a couple of the parents decided they wanted to clone. You ready? Their dead child.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's right. Their daughter died, and they wanted to clone their daughter.
That's probably what's going to happen with the cloning.
Creep
eventually.
Fest. Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't even buy the same breed of dog after the first one passes because it's a little on the creepy side.
Yeah. Mm.
So, I mean, imagine.
I wonder if they'd have, like, the same memories that they've had.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
Memories from it.
To me, it's kind of saying, you know what, you got a problem.
But it would be passed.
You're not God, and you need to learn
genetic.
To actually, here's the thing, it's called loss.
Yeah.
It's part of the human experience. It sucks, but it makes us, you know, better in some other kind of abstract way. So you need to kind of work through that.
Right.
And you know, kind of let go of the fact that you're not God.
Right.
You know, and you don't get to decide who lives and who dies every day.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, let it go.
It's creepy. I mean, I think...
How could you live with your child looking exactly like the child
and you
that
know
died?
It's not.
And you have that... And you know it's not. And you have that experience of, like, being completely emotional and, you know, part of, like... People say when you lose a child, like, part of you dies. Like, how could you fill that up with that void? Like, you would always know mentally that your child died, and that's, like, not your real child. So, like, I'm sure that would lead to tons
of
problems.
I think it could be a psychosis, and they can also probably superimpose onto the kid.
Yeah.
You're supposed to hold your fork like this. This is how Stacey did it.
This is how Stacey did it.
Why can't you do this, Julie? You know, like...
Think about it. You're kind of half-whacked to do this to begin with.
Mm-hmm. I mean... Clone, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, like, to clone your dead kid. Let's be honest where you're at emotionally in your life. So, I mean, how emotionally retarded is this child growing up?
Well, how about the refunds when they go, shit, Dr. Crazy? My clone model is not acting like my last kid. I don't want it anymore, and I want a refund.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what happens when they start going, I don't want this brand of human anymore because it's not working?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're like, oh, my child doesn't sing and she's not happy like my other child did. Or my child, you know, doesn't want to play this sport. And my kid did, you know, why doesn't she want to play soccer? And my other kid loves soccer, but I still call her by the same name. That's like freaky, you know?
Yeah, I don't see it being.
Like, I could never do something like that. I just think people that do that are like, need some, you know, hospitalization technique.
Well, it's hard to judge people when they lose a child, you know. I mean, some people will do anything. But
same thing with dogs. People with their dogs.
Oh, yeah, I'm crazy with my dog.
No. Yeah. Are you a crazy dog person?
I am. I have the most precious Maltese. I've had her for almost 11 years. Mm-hmm. And she is just like the best, like non-barking, like you can leave food on the floor. Like she's just, you ask anyone who doesn't even like small dogs and she's just pretty phenomenal.
What's
I sneak her
name?
On airplanes. Muffin.
Sneak her on airplanes?
Yeah.
Do they see her?
Uh-uh. No, I mean, I've got to carry her through the security, or that'd be kind of funny. But once I get to the terminal gate and all that, she's quiet. She's not going to make any noise. She's a total laid-back pup dog. Mm. So she'll just get on the flight, and she's good to go. Yeah.
That's cool, yeah.
And has anybody ever seen her and try to rat her out or anything like that? Or?
No. The funny part, like when we land, I'll open the bag because at that point, what are you going to do? I'm already here. So she'll stick her head out and they'll be like, oh, we didn't know there was the dog on board. Shame on that airport for not telling us. Yeah, shame on them.
That's funny. But you can put her
shame
through
on them.
The X-ray machine and stuff.
No, that's what I carry her through, the security point, because they don't ask for her ticket until you get to the terminal gate.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, that's the...
Look at you working the system.
I know. Way to work the system.
They want $185 for a dog to fly.
Yeah, it's like $90 each way.
I can't even put her in the seat next to me. I have to stick her underneath the seat in front of me. How disgusting is that? If I'm going to pay $185, right? I'm paying roughly $200 for myself. My dog should get a dead gum seat sitting right next beside me with a bowl and treats and the whole
Can
nine
Can you imagine
yards.
Half a plane full of people with their dogs? You know?
It's like you're basically you're paying for a seat.
It is.
So then they should have a seat. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's ridiculous.
It's not. I mean, would you want to be on the plane and sit next to a dog?
Yes.
No, but here's what
Sometimes when you
travel too, you have to have like the papers for them too. If you go to different states like Hawaii and stuff, you have to have their vet papers.
Hawaii, you can't take a dog to Hawaii or Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have to be in quarantine for 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. They don't have rabies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I was going to say, though, like, I came up with this thought. Okay.
Independent you did?
Thought. Yeah. Well, I was, wow. you're like, I'm who shocked. You're like, who wants to sit next to dogs? Well, I was thinking, like,
who wants to
babies.
Sit next to a cat or a baby?
Oh, babies. They should have, like, mommy flights or, like family flights where it's all the babies.
Definitely.
And I love kids. I really do. But there's an age where it's like, look, I can't nurse them right now. They're not my kid. I can't soothe the kid. And you're not doing a good job. Or you need to give them some whiskey or
Benadryl.
NyQuil.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, you just dab a little whiskey on your finger and you put it on their gums.
Dose them.
Boom. Done.
Yeah, that's like, what happened to me. Goodness. That's the South coming out and you go.
Yeah, girl, you just give them a little hot toddy. You put a hot toddy on those gums. They go, baby, That's all you got to do. It's not a big deal yet. It's like, you know, just rub it on their gums. They can't feel it. They're done. But I think that, you know, they get the kids, the crying, and then, you know, it's just, I think they should do an all, like family flights, you know.
I agree. 100%.
You know, I agree, too. Because you, like, sometimes you take that, like, midnight red-eye flight, and then, like, everything seems okay, and then all of a sudden it's like, wah, wah, like, from three seats in front of you, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just have to be tolerant. I mean, there's not much you can do, you know.
Yeah.
But we're talking, rate, like, we're, in an ideal world.
Yeah.
I take Valium with me on an airplane.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, we're out of time. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want people to find you? Do you have a website, or would you rather stay
anonymous
for now?
Sure. You can find me at Rebecca Howard with the number 3, because it's my favorite, .com.
Sounds good. Yeah. And you, Amber, where can people find you?
You can find me at my temporary website is www.wix.com/AMBERMARTINEZ/portfolio. And you can see my acting and modeling resume there.
Sounds good. Yay. Okay, well, all the best to you guys. I know LA is good for you.
Thanks.
And it seems to agree with you. And Amber, how long have you been here?
I've been here for 3 years.
Oh, 3 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you both have been here a while. You're not new. Sometimes we get people that have been here for 3 weeks, you know, and then it's like, wow. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you.
Kara,
thank you so much.
And
see you Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. I guess so. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.